This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. To the surprise of many public school superintendents across New Mexico this year, the State Public Education Department cut funding for a summer program aimed at extending the school year for disadvantaged students in third grade and younger. After this word from our media partner, I'll have the details on the K-3 Plus program, an effort to extend the school year by 5 weeks during the summer to benefit students from low-income families, and why cuts to it are a problem with state lawmakers.
Sherman Gillums, Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 70 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get all the benefits they have earned.
Al Kovac, Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We provide one-on-one support tailored to your individual needs, including healthcare advocacy, benefits support, and career assistance.
For more information, call 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org. A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Las Cruces State Senator Bill Soles is chair of the Senate Education Committee. Soles says the K-3 Plus program began 10 years ago as a pilot. He says the legislature continued to increase its funding over the years so it could serve more kids.
What it does is it extends the school year for children in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade in low-income schools, so schools that have a high number of students who qualify for free and reduced lunch are eligible to participate in the K-3 Plus. It extends the school year by 25 days per year.
Soles says it's turned out to be a very successful program.
In that it allows them to be ready for that school year, to be prepared, to get the extra help that students often in more affluent districts get at home during the summer. Students in poverty areas typically don't have that extra help.
Soles reminds us that socioeconomic status is the biggest predictor of educational attainment.
And there's lots of research that indicates that the earlier that you can start to deal with that to ameliorate the problems, the less it's going to affect them in the long term. And so the K-3 Plus, by getting it right on the front end as they're starting their educational career, if you will, is probably the most effective place to make a difference in their long-term poverty aspects of their likelihood for future success.
And school superintendents across New Mexico were working with the Public Education Department to get more students enrolled in K-3+. Then the PED announced this year that funds for the program were being slashed effective this summer. Matt Paul is the agency's policy director. Paul told the Legislative Education Study Committee last week the program's fund balance peaked in fiscal year 2014.
And that subsequent year, though our appropriation was $21.22 million, we spent and funded $23.45 million worth of students in the program. And the following year, a similar story.
Paul says now the program is overspent and cutbacks have been implemented. Senator Soles says after school districts had enrolled students for the program this year, the PED ended up cutting the program by 25% enrollment-wise. He finds that to be a problem.
What the PED indicated was they were holding back $10 million of the funding that was allocated for K-3 Plus for next year. And so instead of spending it on the students now, who need it now, they can't wait. We can't just put them off for a year. The PED is going to hold the money for next year's students. I think many of the members, or most of the members of the LESC, thought that that was a very wrong-headed decision.
Senate Education Committee Chair Bill Soles. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.